A weak echo region, or WEIR, is a region of weak reflectivity on the low-altitude inflow side of a thunderstorm, topped by stronger reflectivity in the form of a sloping echo overhang directly above. The WEIR is produced by strong updraft and associated strong storm summit divergence that carries large amounts of precipitation particles in all directions, creating a high reflectivity echo canopy, or sloping echo overhang, over the low-level inflow of a stronger intense convective storm. The sloping nature of the overhang is created when precipitation begins to fall from the far edges of the overhang. Visually, this is the edge of the thick anvil, and descends to the storm relative environmental winds, finally reaching the ground in the strong low-level reflectivity echo. A WEIR is a common feature of severe storms in vertically sheared environments, not just with supercells. Note that the key ingredient that distinguishes storms is a strongly sheared environment. Therefore, features such as the WEIR are not found with storms in a weakly sheared environment, such as the pulse storm. Care must be taken to ensure that a WEIR is in the updraft and inflow flank of the storm. A bona fide WEIR should be persistent, at least about 10 minutes, and capped by high reflectivities, greater than 45 dBz, with the base of the sloping overhang beginning as high as the minus 20 to minus 30 degrees Celsius environmental temperature. False WEIRs not capped by strong reflectivity imply weak updraft, such as with the overspreading anvil layer. In addition, the WEIR should be found above the low-level inflow notch and strong reflectivity gradient. Because a radar's volume coverage pattern, or VCP, samples a storm from bottom to top, beware of a spurious WEIR oriented in the direction of storm motion generated by the vertical distortion of a fast-moving storm. For example, a storm moving at a speed of 60 knots can have its upper-level scans displaced up to 5 miles in the direction of storm motion.